Hello. So I would first like to ask you to introduce yourself briefly. So what's your name and what do you do?
Okay. Hello, my name is Christina Moore. I'm now an administrator at an engineering company in Kinetic for a corporate leadership team in safety assurance and sustainability.
Oh, wow.
I graduated last year from UCL.
Okay. And how long have you worked there for?
10 months, nearly a year.
Okay. And before you started working there, what did you do?
I was a student at UCL. I spent a couple of months looking for a job. I graduated last summer in classics as my main subject.
And you studied Finnish as well, didn't you?
Yes, at UCL, certainly in my department, you're allowed to take a couple of modules outside your home department, which was great for me as I was able to explore an interest of mine. I took, I think, at least two whole modules, possibly two and a half, in Finnish throughout the 3 years.
Okay, and how did you become interested in Finland or Finnish language? Let's say Finnish language. Why did you want to study Finnish?
Well, I suppose I was brought up with it as my mother's from Finland and my dad's English. So, but we lived over here in England all the time. And I always had that interest. My mum encouraged it. We went to Saturday school when I was very young. I kept in touch with my relatives in Finland. But I was always worried as I got older that perhaps I might lose touch with it. So it was a great opportunity to keep up the language side at university.
That's true. And what do you feel that you learned at university when you were studying Finnish? Was there anything new, or was it more sort of keeping it up?
A bit of both, but certainly what I learnt was a better command of the language. It's a very different thing to just grow up speaking day to day, everyday sort of language. Whereas when you start reading newspapers, texts, doing exercises, a lot of things lit up for me. I knew why things were said the way they were. Oh, this should really be written like that.
Okay. And what's the best way to learn languages? You studied classics as well. How do you learn? What's your method?
By reading the target language first, and then practicing lots of exercises, and in the case of Finnish, speaking and practicing, just going over real examples and listening to real text, soaking it all up.
Okay. And do you use Finnish now still on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis, as I don't live at home anymore, but it's great that my mum and I can still share that. And I'm getting married next month. A lot of my Finnish relatives are coming over here, which I'm very pleased about, and I hope they'll be impressed with my language skills.
So will you use Finnish in the wedding ceremony?
No, not in the ceremony, but when I'm talking to the relatives, I will.
Okay, when mingling, yeah, you will. Okay,
Although
then.
They might be just as keen to practice their English, I don't know.
Ah, that tends to happen. So you've been to Finland many times. Whereabouts in Finland? Where do you normally go?
Well, the rest of my family is still in Tampere mainly, but I've been to Helsinki as well.
Okay. And what's your favourite thing in Finland?
I'd say the nature. It's very different to the countryside around here in England. And it's great how even in a big town like Tampere, you can just travel, say, half an hour and you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
I like that description because my village is half an hour from Tampere. It's sort of in the middle of nowhere. What else did I want to ask? Does your fiance like Finland as well?
Yes, he does. We've been on holiday a couple of times and he's made a great effort to learn the language already.
How's his pronunciation?
Good considering, but considering he's English, but I can still hear the English accent. But no, he's doing very well.
Okay, but he knows a few phrases. Very good. What's your favorite word or expression in the Finnish language?
I like the sound, certain sounds like kypärä, which means or certain things that rhyme, perhaps like kypärä. These sort of ä-ü sounds.
That's really nice. Do you like pöytä?
Yes.
For the same reason. Okay, then to finish off the interview, could you say something in Finnish, anything that comes to your mind, and then translate it into English?
Okay. Tänään on tosi kaunis aurinkoinen päivä. Meillä on nyt uusi piha uudessa talossa. On tosi hieno nauttia puolukoi ilmasta. As of today, it's a beautiful sunny day. We've got a garden in our new house, and it's lovely to be able to enjoy sunny weather.
Wonderful. Kiitos tosi paljon, Kristiina.
You're welcome.
Moi moi.
Bye.